USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tropical Storm Elsa is bringing lots of wind and rain to Florida as it makes its way along the western coast of the state. Florida Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez reminds Floridians to monitor their phones for any weather-related alerts.
If you have reports of flooded trees, downed power lines, please do not approach any downed power lines. Report those immediately. If you have lost power, please do not use generators indoors. We ask you to use caution when lighting your homes with candles if you continue to have power outages.
U.S. job openings are reaching their highest level ever. The Labor Department saying there were 9.2 million jobs available in May, which is a new all-time record. It's also the third consecutive month a record has been set. President Biden on the road in Crystal Lake, Illinois. This is USA Radio News.
Donald Trump is back with his Save America rallies, and Newsmax TV is covering them live. All other major cable networks won't carry them, but Newsmax will. Newsmax is fast becoming the number one choice for Americans who want to hear from President Trump. Newsmax is real news you can trust. You can get it on all major cable systems and streaming platforms. Newsmax even has a free app for your smartphone. So stay informed about Trump's rallies and big announcements by going to Newsmax.com and watching Newsmax TV. And make sure you sign up for Newsmax's Trump List. Get the latest on President Trump and his 2024 plans directly on your cell phone. Just text the word REMIND to 39747. That's REMIND to 39747. Help us take back America. Join the Trump List on Newsmax by texting REMIND to 39747. Big news is about to happen. Be the first to know with Newsmax. Send REMIND to 39747 now.
Former President Trump is suing Facebook, Twitter, and Google over his account suspensions.
We're asking the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida to order an immediate halt to social media companies' illegal, shameful censorship of the American people.
Speaking in New Jersey, Trump saying big tech has become enforcers of unconstitutional censorship. A Florida man allegedly ambushed an officer outside of police headquarters.
A Florida man is facing several charges, including attempted premeditated murder, confronting an officer outside the Hollywood, Florida police station last Friday. After following him into the lobby, the suspect, 43-year-old Sean Brennan, violently fought the officer to gain control of his gun. Other officers helped subdue Mr. Brennan. Ambush attacks on law enforcement officers nationwide are up 91% year-to-date. That's according to police statistics. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former intelligence officials are speaking out regarding the recent uptick in Russian cyber attacks.
More than 1,500 businesses around the world have been affected by the largest ransomware attack ever recorded. The attack occurring over the July 4th holiday weekend against U.S.-based IT software company Kaseya. Russian hacking gang R-Evil has taken credit for the attack, demanding a $70 million ransom. The hack puts more pressure on President Biden to respond to Russia over the attack. Former Defense Intelligence Agency officer Rebecca Koffler says the U.S. needs to respond, and strongly. She tells Fox News that the federal government has been asleep at the wheel in preventing cyber attacks.
President Biden said that he has directed the intelligence community to do a deep dive. Well, it is very unfortunate that the deep dive is being directed after the attack and not before. So we have been sleeping at the wheel with regard to the Russian threat. So that's number one. So we have to catch up in terms of understanding their mindset and how they intend to use cyber.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Oregon Governor Kate Brown is ordering state regulators to enact emergency rules to protect workers from high and extreme heat. At least 107 people in Oregon have died from the effects of the heat wave, and one of those deaths included a worker on a farm. Brown saying no one should have to decide between their health and a paycheck. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.